This knoll or small hill is home to our extensive collection of rhododendrons and other plants that enjoy dappled shade. In mid to late spring, this knoll is blanketed by thousands of pink, purple, white, and red rhododendron blossoms. Other interesting flowering trees, shrubs, and perennials are interspersed and provide color and interest in summer and fall. Comstock Knoll was named for the remarkable couple, John Henry and Anna Botsford Comstock, who sold the land to Cornell University in 1910. John was a professor at Cornell, and Anna was Cornell's first female professor, a scientific illustrator, and author of the still widely used Handbook of Nature Study. Cornell purchased the knoll to serve as an outdoor classroom for the then new Department of Forestry. The Forestry Department planted native red and white pines, Pinus resinosa and Pinus strobus, from 1912 to 1914. The large pine trees you see today are the remnants of those early plantings. In 1964, the knoll was used as a temporary holding site for rhododendrons from campus, while a new azalea garden was built. The plants thrived under the filtered shade of the mature pines, so the site was selected as the permanent location for the Clement Gray Bowers rhododendron collection. Bowers was a Cornell alumnus and renowned rhododendron breeder who specialized in breeding cold-hardy rhododendrons. Bowers and Guy Nearing, for whom the nearby Summerhouse Pavilion is named, were two of several important plant breeders who caught the rhododendron bug in the 20th century. The genus Rhododendron, which means rose tree in Greek, is popular for its showy flowers, foliage, and handsome branching habit. Rhododendrons are especially remarkable because they can grow in light shade and acidic soils, conditions that would kill even the toughest rose bush. If you have time, be sure to walk to the top of the knoll, where you will find a secluded spot with benches perfect for reading or quiet meditation. To learn more about the gardens here and within nearby F.R. Newman Arboretum, look for signs to access other audio tours during your visit.